From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Caribbean is feeling the effects of Hurricane Irma, billed as one of the strongest storms of a century. The Category 5 hurricane lashed Puerto Rico with high winds and heavy rains, causing widespread outages. Several deaths are blamed on Irma. Earlier, it devastated the island of St. Martin. Situation is much the same on the two-island nation of Antigua and Barbuda. ABS TV News director Garfield Burford interviewed Prime Minister Gaston Brown, who took a helicopter tour of the destruction on Barbuda.
He indicated that his government would mobilize an extraordinarily quick and urgent relief effort, and so water and other supplies, basic necessities, would be taken to Barbuda, he said, very early tomorrow.
The storm expected to impact the Dominican Republic, Haiti, the Turks and Caicos, and Bahamas Islands, before taking aim at Florida by week's end, where Governor Rick Scott spoke of preparations.
Right now, there is a mandatory evacuation order in effect for all visitors in the Florida Keys. Tonight, this order will go into effect for all residents. We can expect additional evacuations as this storm continues to near our state. Individuals with special needs started being evacuated from Miami this morning, and Miami-Dade County officials are also advising residents living in low-lying areas to start evacuating today.
Two more storms were upgraded to hurricane status Wednesday, Jose in the Atlantic and Katia in the southwest Gulf of Mexico. Angola's Election Commission Wednesday declared the ruling party candidate, João Lourenço, the next president, replacing José Eduardo dos Santos, who's stepping down after nearly 40 years in power. The commission said Lourenço commanded more than 61% of the vote in last month's ballot, compared to the nearly 27% for the main opposition National Union, for the total independence of Angola. This is VOA News. Israel Thursday launched an airstrike on a Syrian military position suspected of producing chemical weapons in western Hama province, killing at least two soldiers. Israel expressed alarm at the growing Iranian presence in Syria. Wednesday, UN Syria peace envoy Stefan de Mistura said the country is facing a moment of truth. He pointed to a U.S.-backed rebel effort to liberate Raqqa from Islamic State and recent government victories, including this week's breaking of an IS siege around Deir ez-Zor. He said it's time for talks.
We do plan, and I confirm it, to actually move forward with the plan to have serious negotiations in October between the government and the opposition, hopefully by that time, recalibrated in a unified way and with a pragmatic approach.
De Mistura said the opposition may have to face the reality it has not won the war in Syria. Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi Thursday expressed alarm at the violence in western Rakhine State, but said the issue of the Rohingya Muslim minority has festered for decades and won't be resolved quickly despite growing international pressure. Hundreds have been killed in a two-week security crackdown. Nearly 150,000 have fled to Bangladesh. South Korea and the U.S. Thursday temporarily deployed more launchers of a controversial anti-missile battery called THAAD. Defense Ministry spokesman Moon Sang-yoon said it's part of the measures being implemented in the wake of last week's nuclear test by North Korea. President Donald Trump Wednesday spoke with his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping. Both men agreed on the need to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. At the UN, the U.S. prepared a draft Security Council resolution calling for new sanctions, including an oil embargo of the North. The Parliament of the Spanish region of Catalonia has voted to hold another independence referendum. The October date is first. It's opposed by the government in Madrid, which vowed to block it. Atlantic Council analyst Carlos Castillo said the regional government has been focused on this one issue.
Catalonian parliament and government has been pushing this issue for the last couple of years. I mean, it's been a one single issue agenda for them. And that's been part of the criticism, I think, from the opposition leaders, which was, one, the referendum is illegal and the parliament shouldn't have even voted on it. And two, the government hasn't been governing for the people of Catalonia. So we have a double issue there.
Catalonia staged a similar referendum in 2014, approved by an overwhelming number of those who cast ballots, but less than half of the eligible voters took part. The U.S. military Wednesday said it killed three members of the Islamist al-Shabaab insurgency in an airstrike Tuesday in the Bay region of Somalia, about 75 kilometers west of the capital, Mogadishu. One of several airstrikes carried out since President Donald Trump took office, expanding military operations. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.